This is Detective Dan Donner. Today's date is June 9th, year 2000. The time is approximately 21:03 hours. And I'm here with Danielle Rowland. And we're going to be placing a phone call to 829-9974, the residence of Karen Ballinger, the phone number that was given to us by Stacy Sowell, and to speak with her. This over here is signed by the Honorable Judge Bernardi.
Is Karen there?
She hadn't made it home yet.
Ooh.
Just try getting a hold of her. Would she be able to call, say, about a half hour?
Yeah.
Or that's not a problem.
Oh, no, that'd be all right. Can I try back in, like, say, 10, 15 minutes?
Yeah. If she gets home before that, I got your number on the box, so I would call you. Is that cool?
Oh, that's fine.
Okay.
Bye.
This is Detective Donath again. The time now is approximately 19:04 hours. We'll terminate this recording at this time. This is Detective Donath again. The time now is approximately 21:05 hours. And pursuant to that phone conversation, we'll be anticipating a return phone call from Karen. And when that does, we will just start the recording without an introduction. This is Detective Donath again. The time now is about 9:20 p.m. We haven't received a phone call yet, so we'll go ahead and try calling back at the number for Karen Ballinger.
Is Karen there?
This is her.
Hi, Karen. It's Danielle.
Hi. I'm sorry I missed you the first time, but my brother and his wife were having problems, and he left her stranded, so I had to go take her home.
Oh, that's okay. Did everything get worked out then?
Yeah. He's down at the bar, but she's at home, so as long as she's at home, she'll go to bed.
Oh, boy. Well, Stacy had mentioned your situation to me, and with the dog, and Dorothy and so forth, and I had told Stacy today that I went ahead and put the wheels in motion to take care of, help you out. I went to him, and and I'm going to talk to him again this weekend, and I kind of just, I'm doing everything I can, but I will, help you the best I can on it. So and she says that you're willing to help me out here, so
sorry.
I guess, you never actually, you never had to go to, you never talked to the, what Stacy said, you never talked to the, or told, didn't want to tell everything you knew or whatever to them, and I understand that.
Right. Well, because at the time, the guy that I was with was Jamie's best friend.
Yeah, I know who.
I didn't find out until after the fact, because he had even brought...
You mean Stretch, right?
Right.
Yeah, okay.
He even had brought Jamie to the house and left him outside because he knew I didn't like him and wanted to know if he could stay for a couple nights. And I said, no way. And then, I don't know, Mark said that he took off and went to his sister's or something in Missouri and proceeded to tell me what went on. He said that Jamie did something really bad and that cops were looking for him tough, and that if they found him that he was, going to go to prison for a very, very, very long time, and come out and told me that Jamie did do it, and that what's her name? The Powell girl.
Susan?
Yeah.
Susan Claycomb?
Yeah. Was the one that was driving the car. And I told him, I said, that's it. That's all I want to know. I don't even fucking want to know anymore. And he told me that, well, see, when they questioned me, they wanted to know where Mark was on Easter Sunday.
Right.
And I said, well, you know, as far as I can remember, I said that's, what, 15 years ago or 10 years ago, whatever.
Right.
I said, when we were together, we went to Easter dinner at his mom and dad's. I said, and I said, I know that we were there to eat. I said, I couldn't tell you what time it was or none of that shit. You know, I don't have a photographic memory or anything.
Right.
And they wanted to know if when we went home, did Mark stay home? And I was like, I have no idea. I couldn't tell you.
So I see what you're saying. So you didn't tell, you actually didn't say that Mark wasn't with him.
I can't even remember. I know that Mark and I went to his mom's because we did every Easter, you know. We were together for 4 years.
But didn't you just say that Mark brought Jamie home to your place that night?
This was right after it happened.
Right after it happened, Mark right. brought Jamie there, so then he had to have been with Jamie somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, him and Jamie chummed around a lot and did almost everything together, and I didn't like Jamie because me and his wife at the time, Tammy,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't get along.
I don't know her.
We got into a fight, and her and her sister both tried to jump me, and I didn't like Jamie. I don't know why, it was just something about him I didn't like, so he wasn't allowed in my house.
Gut instinct.
And Mark got mad at me about it, you know. And he was like, well, he's my friend, and then I said, I don't care.
Well, just out of curiosity, I understand, and you know, you're right, it's been many years, and the room, you know, rumors
right.
go around. But if Jamie showed up with him, or he brought Jamie there, you know, not long after. I mean,
He wanted to hide him out there. I know what he did.
He was hiding him. No, but what I mean was if Mark was actually brought Jamie there to your place,
right.
then Mark doesn't have an alibi as to where he was during that time frame.
The detectives wanted to know what Mark was doing, you know, prior to the murder, days, you know, prior to the murder and shit. I was like, look, I do not know. I said, matter of fact, I couldn't even fucking tell you for a fact if we were at his fucking mom's house or not. I said, but every Easter we went to his mom's, because Christmas we went to my mom's and Thanksgiving.
Where, when Mark brought Jamie over, okay, right after the, you know, the crime was committed,
right.
where was Susan?
I don't know.
Was she in the car? Was she out there at your place too?
I don't have any idea because when Mark came in the apartment, he made Jamie stay outside. I know that Jamie was in a car, but I don't know what kind of car. I don't know who was with him or anything else. And wanted to know if he said that him and Tammy were having problems. Could he spend the night, you know, stay a couple nights until things cooled down? And I said, no. Fuck no.
So back when they came to talk to you, I mean, a long time ago, at that time, were you and you were still with them, was it just that you just didn't want to say, hey, I can't say that he was, or in other words, you told them that he was with you at Easter and then Mark, this is,
right.
and then was back there with you because of the time you were with them and you weren't about to say, I don't know where he was?
No, fuck that. I ain't lying to no fucking cops. And, you know, we were together on Easter. I couldn't tell you if we were together all day. I can't tell you if Mark left later that night after we left his mom and dad's. I couldn't tell you fucking, you know, what time we ate or anything like that. I know that we were there. It's just like, you know, with Kevin and I now. We go to Christmas at his mom and dad's on Christmas Day. We go to my mom and dad's on Christmas Eve. You know, it's just,
right.
it was like, you know, routine.
In other words, you can remember where you ate or that you're with him for the Easter dinner, but then after that, you have no idea
right.
where he went away
you know,
the next...
They were asking me, well, did did he go home with you? And I said, well, yeah. Well, did he stay there? Well, I don't know. You know, I don't remember.
Oh, so you see, I thought that you told the police that he was with you throughout the night and everything else. I mean, I that's just what I thought. You know, I, Stacy didn't say that exactly. I'm just saying that's how I had perceived it.
Right.
Mark or Jamie ever tell you why he shot him? Why did he do it?
Because he could identify Jamie.
Identify him for what, though?
For robbing that gas station.
So he robbed him first,
yep.
And then because he knew who he was.
Yep.
Is that what you're saying?
And I've heard rumors after that. I heard that Jamie shot him first and then made Susan pull the trigger in shooting two. That way they had a pack together and neither one of them could snitch on each other. And I heard that Susan never got out of the car, that she was, you know, waiting behind the building. Jamie, and then I've even heard that Mark was with them when that happened.
But did Mark ever tell you if he was with them?
He told me, only thing that he come right out and told me was that Jamie was in a lot of trouble and the cops were looking for him, and when I asked why, he said he shot somebody. He didn't even tell me that it was, you know, the kid at the gas station or anything. It just all fell together.
How come Mark won't tell the truth?
I don't know. I have no idea. And I heard that he was the first one that they wouldn't talk to. That they had him up at the county, transferred him down from prison and had him up the county questioning him. And I've heard rumors, too, that he spilled his guts, that he told everything that he knew.
But if he had absolutely nothing to do with it, then he would have nothing to lose by telling what he knew, right?
Right. But see, I don't know. And the prosecuting state attorney questioned me up and down about where Mark was. And was I sure that Mark was with me all night and all that? And I was like, no, I don't. I can't remember that far back. I don't know. And she says, well, could it be possible that he wasn't with you all night and that he left and left with Jamie? I said, yeah, he could have. I don't remember. I don't know.
Who said, which one said to you the reason why Jamie did it? Mark or Jamie?
Mark.
Oh, Mark told you why?
Mm-hmm.
And how did Mark even know? You don't know either.
I don't know. And, you know,
he was there?
Exactly. Or Jamie told him or something like that. I don't know. I have no idea. And I don't know what kind of statement.
Okay, you're living with the guy at the time. I mean, right? Weren't you living with him at the time?
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't you just like, want to know? The reason I know I'm grilling you, but I'm trying to get Bruce, you know, to have as much as I can for Bruce.
Right.
Did he say where the car was parked at the time, where they were at?
When Jamie shot him?
Yeah.
Behind the building.
Behind the building?
In that alley.
In the alley?
Mm-hmm. There used to be an alley that ran down back behind there.
How do you know it was Susan that drove the car? Is that what Mark told you?
Uh-huh, and, Shane Talon said the same thing.
Shane Talon?
Uh-huh, and he was going out with her at the time. She told him that she was driving, that she didn't do anything. She didn't go in, she didn't touch the gun, she didn't do anything, but she sat in the car, and she didn't know that Jamie was going there to do that. She just knew when he came out what had happened.
So, whose car would she have been driving then? I mean, whose car would she have been driving?
I don't know. I have no idea. And see, Julie Talon, or whatever the fuck her last name is, told me that Susan had told her that they ditched the car for a while, and then they took it some, I don't know if it was here or to Peoria, and had it fucking... mushed. Well, they're not going to just smush a car just because it's there.
They hid. Susan said they had hidden the car for a while.
Yeah, Julie said that they hid the car for a while and that they threw the gun over the spillway up at Lake Bloomington.
They threw the gun over the spillway.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, the spillway of Lake Bloomington. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Did Mark tell you about where the gun was?
Nope. All he told me was that Jamie was in a lot of trouble and that he needed a place to stay for a couple days, that him and Tammy were having problems. And when I said no, he didn't, he got mad at me, but he didn't, you know, keep pushing the issue. Could he stay? Could he please? You know, none of that shit.
Did you ever see, you never saw the gun, the cat, or what about the cash drawer? Because didn't the cash drawer get taken?
I don't know. I don't know about that either.
You never heard anything about the cash drawer?
All I know is for a fucking real minimal amount of money, you know, and fuck, Susan's even told me shit, you know, that she's heard about what happened and how, you know, how Jamie shot him because her brother could identify him and shit.
Which Susan?
Susan Little.
Susan.
Craig Susan. That's her brother.
Right, right. No, I know that. I just didn't know. She's told you what?
She's told me, you know, that she's heard stories about how Jamie went in, robbed him for, I don't know, 60, 80 bucks, and was pissed off because, you know, that's all the money that he had, but,
Why did Jamie pick Clark Gas Station?
He'd been robbing gas stations. He even robbed a bus station. They just couldn't pin it on him.
So what, did he just pick it at random, or was out to revenge, or was he out to get that kid?
No, he didn't have anything against him. He just fucking, Jamie.
Had to have some against him. He shot him.
Yeah, well, Susan and other people have told me that they have, or that Jamie shot him because that, you know, he could identify him. Now, I don't know if he could identify him because he knew him, or he, you know, he looked at him long enough that he had a description of him and could give it to the police.
Where do you think, if Mark was, if you think that it's possible that Mark was there, is there any, you have any idea where he was when it happened? If he was in the car or standing outside the place or in the place?
I don't know that either. And see, I've heard that there was three people. Detective Katz even told me that there was three people. And that's why.
Dan Katz did?
Huh?
Detective Katz did?
Uh-huh. He said that there was more than Susan and there is another person.
See, the thing is that would I go, what, you know, like, if I give Bruce information and he has to goes with them, I gotta have, you know, he not that he says where he got it, but it's gotta be stuff that you know from Mark. You know what I mean? Almost, I can't go off of what you hear from anybody.
No, I know. The only thing Mark told me was that Jamie did it, that he shot him and he killed him.
Did he ever mention, did Mark ever mention Susan's involvement at all? Did he mention?
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm.
She was driving the car and that he didn't know, well, yeah, because he said he didn't know if she went in or not.
So the theory that Stacy gave me that there was a pact made and that therefore she went in and made it shot too. That's not your hearing that from Mark. That's just rumors that Stacy has ascertained or from around, you know, people talking.
No, I've heard that from a very reliable source. Very reliable.
From Mark?
No. From Shane.
From Shane?
Yep. He was going with her at the time. He said that Jamie, after Jamie shot him, that he made her shoot him too as a pact so that if one of them, you know, one of them couldn't tell on the other.
Susan told Shane that directly herself.
Uh-huh. Shane's fucking just about their number one witness besides Mark.
Yeah, but if Mark is not talking and telling the truth, then how is he a witness?
As far as I knew, Mark was getting subpoenaed.
Jamie is like, wasn't he like your guys' age? I mean, yours, Triggs, went to school with your guys' era, right?
Right, I didn't go to school with him, but yeah, he was my age.
Okay, so how would he think that this kid, the little kid that got murdered, would recognize him or know who he was?
I don't know, unless he knew him.
You don't know if he knew him?
I don't know that. Unless he could do it, Kevin. Unless he could do it, you know, from a lineup or something, or if he knew him and he could say, you know, this guy rocks.
Yeah. So Mark never mentioned anything to you about the weapon, he said it was thrown over the spillway, right?
Yep.
I just don't understand why, if Mark knows that the gun was thrown over in the spillway, and Mark knows that Susan was driving the car, and he won't tell the truth, then on the same token,
maybe he was.
You cannot account for Mark after your Easter dinner. So, and he brought Jamie to your house.
Right. No, you lost me. I don't know if Mark left or not.
Okay.
Like I said, he could have. Maybe that's why, you know, after divulging information to me and whoever else he fucking talked to it about, you know, now he knows that he either has incriminated himself or, you know, the police know and they just can't fucking prove it.
Okay. And I appreciate everything you've done. I ask you one more question, and then I'll leave you alone. Actually, two more questions. Okay, one. Is there anything that you didn't tell the detectives that, you know, that when you talked to them, anything that you know that you just not, you know, that I could give to Bruce that is a kind, you know, something concrete, factual, true thing?
Well, let me see, what did I tell him? I told him that Mark had told me that Jamie did it. And I don't know, I don't think I told them that Mark told me that that Jamie was supposed to have thrown that gun over the spillway, but they know that.
They know it, but you didn't tell, you didn't tell them that Mark told you that.
Uh-uh.
And then there, did Susan herself ever tell you anything?
I knew who she was, but I didn't, you know, I didn't associate with her. I knew her because I knew her brothers, but I didn't, you know, I didn't know her personally.
And what about Jamie? He never said anything directly to you either?
Uh-uh. Nope.
So basically everything was Mark that night.
Mm-hmm. And once I started thinking about it, because I was, talking to my mom about it, and I was like, you know what, and this was, fuck, when I got questioned about it, I said, shit just don't add up now. And back then, I just told him I didn't want to hear anymore, because I didn't want to fucking be implicated in anything, you know what I mean? And
you mean with Mark's demeanor and everything that night?
Right, well, it's that, and, you know, fucking Mark was lying to me half the time, he was sleeping with other women and everything else, but, you know, he wouldn't lie about something like that, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I was telling my mom, he knew, or he knows too much, and he told too many people shit, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
He just knows too much. I don't see Jamie, you know, killing a kid and then turn around and run right to Mark and tell him everything.
Right. You know what I mean? In other words, Mark had to have been involved, Jamie. Exactly.
Yeah. Something just ain't right.
I understand.
Something ain't right at all for him to know, you know, where they parked and what they did with the gun and where Jamie hid for, you know, the first couple hours, you know, shit like that.
Okay, yeah, so he knew way too much about, okay, yeah, I'm following you.
And, you know, it's just, I wondered that myself. Matter of fact, I got sick to my stomach worried about it. You know, maybe Mark was there and then he came home and acted like he didn't fucking do nothing and we were living together, you know what I mean?
Right, well, if you know, and I mean, I understand you're probably freaked out that night, but if I was living with the guy and, you know, and he, you know, comes home and, you know, brings this guy home, wants him to stay there, and then that happened, I'd be freaked out too,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But hey, I really appreciate your help, and I will help you, like I said, with, you know, I'll do everything I can, you know, on that, so that you don't lose that dog or get, you know, thrown out of there because of it or anything. But can I, you know, can I call you back if I need to? If you know, when I talk to Bruce, he says, well, you know, if there's anything else I had to ask, you don't care if I call you back.
Oh, no.
I have to go through Stacy, do I?
No. You can call me directly. That's no
cool.
problem.
All right. Well, cool. Well, I'll let you go. I'm sorry for grilling you so much. Well, I just wanted to get it done before Bruce got home. And
that's okay. No, that's fine. I don't want you to get in any trouble.
No, and I appreciate that.
Okay.
All right.
You call me anytime.
Okay.
All right, Dan.
You have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is Detective Donut. The time now is about 21:45 hours. We'll be terminating this over here.